One superhero movie we certainly enjoyed was Thor Ragnarok.
Apparently there's some dispute.
Yeah, I find that we certainly enjoyed a bit of problem, but okay, we'll enjoy it.
And Roman enjoyed it.
Hey, look, it had the New Zealand director
who did
Hunt for the Wilder People and
What We Do in the Shadows. Yeah. And Boy, but that's an older one. And
they pretty much gave him his way, and he was allowed to do whatever he wanted to do. So it was quite a funny movie, nicely done. Lots of Kiwi and Australian jokes in it.
Yeah, that's true.
And let's face it, any movie that's got Kate Blanchett as the villain.
She did an excellent job as Hela, actually. Yes, that was fun.
Here's where I have to make a point for Caitlin's sake.
Mm-hmm.
She's very upset that they had Hela and Fenrir as being anything other than Loki's children.
Fair enough, I can see that. Yep, absolutely. If you're going on strict mythology, yep.
Hela and Fenrir are both children of Loki.
Mm. Yeah, that may have just confused people in general, but I understand where you're coming from with that.
Well, given that Loki spent half the movie disguised as Odin, it was confusing enough.
A tiny bit of the movie disguised as Odin.
Yeah, a very small, brief bit.
Yeah. Hey, it delivered what it promised, Ragnarok.
There was Ragnarok.
Yeah.
There was Hulk.
There were nicely choreographed fight scenes, interesting byplay, some lovely, like the sequence between Thor and Hulk having a man-to-man buddy session on the bed was great. By which I mean they were chatting about problems they've had, nothing else.
And Jeff Goldblum was Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, as he always is.
But he does it so well.
Mm. He's the reason.
I'm going to feel guilty for disagreeing with it being a good film, but that's all right.
Go for it.
The hassle was it was a comedy. And it was a comedy with a crappy plot that it could barely hold together, but didn't make any sense at all, in order to hang together a whole series of jokes. And the jokes were funny. And often it was
and
really nice.
And the comedy and the jokes were funny?
I wanted a movie, to get a story to go with it and some other stuff. It's like Guardians of the Galaxy, one of my favourite Marvel films,
mm-hmm.
had an enjoyable plot and characters being developed and great comedy and everything mixed in. This one just dropped a plot part of it.
I thought that was a fairly solid plot.
Oh, yeah, so someone appears and they go to this other weird place and have to fight to come back again. And after we all know that, of course, you can only enter Asgard by going through this weird rainbow bridge, one of them says, hey, I'll take a spaceship and we'll do the shortcut and get there. And the other lot said, oh, we'll take another spaceship and do the long way and arrive 3 minutes after you. And why didn't anyone think of doing that to get to Asgard before instead of using the stupid rainbow bridge every time? And
they didn't have the spaceships with that capability.
And I don't think the Asgardians were aware that you could get there that way. And you have the fabulous rainbow bridge, why do you
They all know how to fly spaceships. Everyone's doing, oh, we'll just hop in another spaceship and fly over there.
And the argument that was put that when they kept, Odin says, Asgard is not a place, it is the people. But Hela gets her power from Asgard. So blowing up the place doesn't make any difference because the people are still there.
I know, I did have an issue with that bit because they also pointed out that Thor also gets his power from Asgard. So now
Thor's screwed. So.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. Is Thor now less powerful or has he, the fact that Odin is technically, vaguely kind of deadish and popping up occasionally holding Thor's power now?
See, now we're running into the issue. So yeah, it was funny, and I did like the jokes, and at moments I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. It's just that I honestly wanted a bit more of a story that would hang together to go with it.
I like the subversive bits, though. I like the fact that they flew off. And
I've read some comments by other people.
That amused me.
Yep. I've read comments by other people that said basically how I felt on it, which was that some people are going to absolutely adore it and love it. And think that the comedy is terrific, and that's perfectly reasonable.
Yep.
And that there's a risk that other people go in there and think, I wish there was a story, and I'm in there, I wish I was a story cat.
I'm sorry, I disagree. I think there was a story. I think it was a very strong story. And the fight sequences were very nicely done. They weren't overly long and repetitive, as you get with many superhero movies.
I enjoyed the fight sequences, but that's because I missed them in order just to enjoy the Led Zeppelin movie sitting behind it. And then that first one, I thought, I don't actually know what happened, but damn, it was good hearing the Immigrant Song again, you know?
That's true. There is that. I liked it. Though, having said that, I did think that the character that Taika Waititi voiced
was completely out of place.
Yeah, overused.
It's a traditional joke. Yeah. It's to get the big, strong guy who suddenly appears and does all of the lines out of place for what the character is.
Yeah.
But it because it works normally because it jumps out of a story and it seems out of place.
Yeah.
And this has continued on.
Yes. But Kate Blanchett was just so delightfully evil. Yes,
she was the bug thing that he carried around was annoying because it was just sort of like there. I actually kind of like the bug thing. Yeah, of course you would.